Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Peter and St. Paul for this special annual service. First of all, an apology that we got ourselves organized a little late, so letters went out late. That was not Heritage's fault, that was our fault. Some of you may remember a certain Prime Minister called Blair speaking about joined-up government. I always thought it wasn't possible, and in a very big organization like St. Peter and St. Paul, we don't drop many things, but just once or twice. So we're very sorry. We're taking steps to make sure that doesn't happen next year. We hope we've got everybody's name that you want read out, written down. If there's the slightest doubt, during the first hymn, just make sure that you've put it on the list. We'd rather read out a name twice than not read it out at all. At the end, there'll be a time for chatting together with the ministers here. Paul has taken quite a lot of funerals. Some of you will recognize him. I have taken a few. I think our rector, well, he's here at the moment, but he's got to go off to something else, so he may not still be here at the end, but anyway, he's here to welcome you at the start. When it comes to the lighting of the candles, and the reading of the names, they'll go on at the same time. We'll explain how that happens near the time, but even if a name is not being read out, you're welcome to light a candle. And if a name's being read out and you don't want to light a candle, you don't have to light the candle. You can do both. Let's just be still for a moment, remembering why we're here, perhaps picturing in our mind's eye the loved one we've come to remember and give thanks for. If we turn to the inside of the order of service, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Come to me, and I will bless you, says the Lord. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. Come to me, for I have heard you calling in the night. Lord, we come. Jesus said, "Come, all who are thirsty. Here is water. Come back. Return to me, my people. Come home to the place of your belonging. Lord, we come." Jesus said, "Come, all of you who are tired and weary, come, and I will comfort you. Come in and receive new strength. Lord, we are come." On Easter morning, every year, as a symbol of the light of Christ arising from the dead, we light a special candle. And we light it at various times during the year. And we're going to light it now as a symbol of new life, the light of Christ, all those things which we like to remind ourselves of at this time. We now sing our first hymn. If you like to stand, it's Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. We come together, united by our common sense of loss, the death of someone close to us. Such a parting can cause so many feelings: grief, pain, anger, doubt, loneliness, a sense of futility and emptiness, regret at things left unspoken or undone. Our life goes on, but life is changed. Today we come before God, who knows all the thoughts of our hearts. It is good and right to express to him all that we feel, those things we admit to, and things we conceal. And it is right to remember before God those whom we love and who are no longer with us. We come together in our sorrow. We come together in our pain. We come to you in our hope. Just a moment's pause, so that if there is something on your mind now, which is a burden to you, you can offer it in the silence of your heart to God before we have the next prayer. Lord Jesus, you know the feelings of our hearts. You understand the words on our lips. Hear our prayers and lead us from the pain of the cross to the joy of the resurrection. For your dear name's sake. Amen.
There is a God whose light shines in every darkness. There is a God who hears every lament. There is a God who transforms even the deepest grief. Therefore, have hope. You shall sing again, but with a different tune. You shall dance again, but with different steps. Not yet, but one day. For there is a God who heals your wounds with the gentlest hand.
Our reading from the Bible is Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
The hymn we sang earlier, Love Divine, was written by Charles Wesley. His brother John was also a hymn writer and a preacher, and he was converted to Christianity one May evening in 1738 in a London meeting house while listening to a sermon on Romans. Earlier that same day in the afternoon, John Wesley was in St. Paul's Cathedral listening to and being deeply moved by a talk on Psalm 130, this psalm we've just heard read. The psalmist here is in a hard place. He describes himself as being in the depths, in despair, depressed. Perhaps you too are in a difficult place following the death of a loved one. Well, why not take the psalmist's advice and cry to the Lord? God is big enough to take it. He certainly doesn't mind when we shout at him. He actively encourages it. He is a God of hope, a God of peace, a God of all comfort. The Apostle Paul writes to the Christians in Corinth. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. And to the church in Rome, Paul writes this, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of peace be with you all." Now, you're probably not feeling full of hope right now, and that's quite normal. After a bereavement, our emotions pass through a number of different stages, and it takes time for things to return to normal. Except, of course, they never do return to normal, do they? Completely. Things won't be the same as they were. Well, how can they be? But time is a great healer. And just as the watchman in the psalm waits patiently for the sunrise, however long the night, dawn always comes. There will be peace again. There will be comfort. There will be hope again. But most of us are not very good at waiting, are we? The modern world doesn't expect to have to wait. If I order an item from Amazon, I expect it to be on my doorstep tomorrow morning, even if I ordered it at 10 p.m. at night. Yet the psalmist will wait, and so must we. Whenever you come across God, you also come across his three characteristics: forgiveness, covenant love, and redemption, all very evident in this psalm. Even in Old Testament times, there was a gradual, albeit a vague, realization of God's deep care for each of us, because God does not want any of us to be lost. Now, as then, God longs to forgive us our wrongs, to show us his great love, and bring us redemption by winning us back to his side. So as you pass through the valley of the shadow of death, as it's described in Psalm 23, I pray that God will continue to carry you as you continue your journey. Yes, life may be tough sometimes because the one you love is no longer beside you. But as the watchman waits for the morning, dawn will break. It always does. The psalm ends on an upbeat. It says this, "Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel." Now, that may have been addressed to the nation of Israel, but we can claim those same promises for ourselves today. The pain of parting may never completely disappear, but we can trust him for our future. Because today we have a God who forgives as we come to him to say sorry. Today we have a God who loves us and goes on loving us no matter what. And today we have a God who redeems us to be alongside him for all eternity. Amen.
Would you like to sit? We now come to kind of core of this, the reading of the names and the lighting of the candles. It's just no way we can actually lock together the name being read at the same time as you light the candle. I think you see we can't do that. But as the names are read out, we would invite you to come forward either before or after your loved one's name is read and light a candle if you wish to. There was something about this public reading of the names, the out loud reading, which is for all of us, I think, a statement. Gone but not forgotten, living in our hearts, living in the love of God. We hear the name, we light the candle. Can I have my helpers come and Paul? And then as you come forward, just come forward from the front.
The names. John Buchanan, Bob Smith, John Baker, Margaret Sells, David Sells, Aubrey Tipple, Margaret Bourne, Walter Edwards and Maureen Edwards, Peggy Bourne, Jesse Robinson, Jean Christie, Bill Muriel and John Payne, Ian and Pauline Sangaster, Colum, Irene Jill, David Lloyd, Diane Schofield, Felipe Colchete Cura, Manuel Ferreira Colchete, Olivia de Abren Colchete, Aristides Jose Mascaneas, Paolo Cardoso Cura, Maria Kidala da Silva, Jose de Maga House. Chris Stops, Brian Crabb, Hazel Taylor, Penny Gerbodi, David Evans, Ian Grant, Charlie MacDonald, Jack Riley, Emma Bach, Theodore Connor, John Russell, Elvira Collins, Frank Collins, Ivy Webb, Colin Bell, Richard Exelby, Elsie Savage, Anne Barker, Don Davis, Alan Stevens, Keith Stevens, Billy and Nancy Hill, John and Margaret Hirons, Anders Åström, Catherine Hill, Walter Edwards, Sylvia Lowing, Walter Henderson, Jennifer Murray, Ella Hewison, John Norfield, Audrey Sormaz, and Johnny Sormaz, Ron Coleman, Ted Farmer, Les Smith, John Raphael, Molly Harper King, Christine Wood, Roy Cooley, Annie Selby Lowndes, Patricia Bristow, Chris Cole, Betty Stevenson, Caroline Hancock, Peter Quantick, June Savage, Paul Cusack, Heather Webster, Phyllis Moyes, Maisie Hayward, Hubert Tunks, Rex Munt, Rosemary Maxwell, Nigel Bowerman, Sheila Adamiak, Pauline Taylor, Bill Hunt, Isabel Cook, Nigel Davis, Constance Payne, Jack Riley, Patricia Anderton, Petrina Spencer, Edith Foster, Baby Glasgow, Lunpai Chow, Angela Reeve, Julian Tranter, Dorothy Orton, Wilfred Williams, Ronald Robinson, Dorothy Tonak, Patrick Kopas, Christian Jarvis, Jack Jarvis, John Silk, David Lloyd, David Hanney, David Harper, Anthony Creed, Teresa Hadley, Lillian Hay, Michael Roper, Donald Archer, Callie Ann Kenny, John Buchanan, Marina Ash, Doreen James, Mona Randall, Keith Richardson, Judith Margaret Andrews, Maisie Roberts, Trevor Stubbings, Anthony Archdeacon, Eddie and Mary Edwards, Glyn Edwards, Roy Burnham, Andrew Barnes, Reggie Gill, Alistair Harrison, Jimmy Linton, Anne Wheaton, Violet East, Clive Humphreys, Theodore Connor, Dennis Clark, Sheila Rogers, Julie Nibbs, Jeffrey Geary, Phil Salerno, Ollie Hilsden, Anne Penman, Molly Edmonds, Jill Dominey, Kenneth Richardson, Barbara Tutt, Tony Franklin, Sadie and Frank Ernie, and Alan Stevens.
Hold in the light and peace of your presence, Lord, those whom we remember with love before you today. As we entrust them to you, may the healing and comforting power of your love surround us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And then we'll pray together the Lord's Prayer in its traditional form. It's printed there if you need it. We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our God is a God who longs to be with us in our deepest places, in our sadness and our tears. Our God is a God who holds us compassionately, bringing us comfort, sharing our pain. Our God is like a rock, unmoved from love, firm beneath our feet.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us all with the gift of this earthly life, and given to our loved ones their span of years and gifts of character. God our Father, we thank you for their lives, for every memory of love and joy, for every good deed done by them and every sorrow shared with us. We thank you for the rest in Christ they now enjoy and for the glory we shall share together. Hear our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In a moment we'll sing our final hymn and then a blessing. Refreshments follow. And if there are other occasions when you'd like to light a candle, we have a candle stand there, and the people come in various times during the week and on Sundays and light a candle in memory of somebody, and other churches around have this. I can't promise you that any time of the day you appear you'll be able to do it, because this is quite a busy church, and in the centre of its community a lot goes on, but it's there, and if you wish to, you're free to avail yourself of it. As it says on the back, if you want a private conversation with Paul or me, or there are others around, now or some other time, just ask. And Heritages could put you in touch with one of us if subsequently you wanted to do that. And whilst on that subject, my thanks to Heritages for a lot of work they put into organising this. We may be standing up front, but a lot goes on behind, which they do. And to our catering team, who produce cakes and tea and coffee and whatever, for us to enjoy together in a minute. So let us stand now to sing that great hymn of hope. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.